The Lord made a covenant of friendship with him and made him a prince, that he should possess the dignity of priesthood forever. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, the saint whose feast we celebrate today is a model for those who want to become priests. By his example, he also teaches us that it is important for us not to be attached to the riches of this world. This saint was born in a very rich and famous family, and he had everything he wanted. He only had to say the word, and the servants would come running to him. But he would not let himself to be influenced by his family's wealth. And even at a very early age, he learned to despise riches. Because he was very holy, his parents wanted him to become a priest eventually, and so they got him to be tonsured. You recall that on Sunday we had some people with their hair tonsured. This is the first step to the priesthood, and it makes one a cleric. So this saint, St. Charles, became a cleric at a very early age. This made him even more determined to live a holy life. And when he was only 23 years, he became an Archbishop of Milan. But even when he had been given this very powerful position, he would not allow himself to be deceived by wealth. He went about his archdiocese and made sure that everything was in order. He also invited and visited people in his diocese and listened to their problems. He was loved by the people, but he had many enemies among those who hated his holiness. They were not happy that he lived a poor life, even though he was an archbishop. But this saint couldn't care less. He was so concerned in promoting the glory of God by reforming the people that he did not care if people hated him or even tried to kill him. It also happened that some evil people sent somebody to kill him while he was praying in the chapel. And this wicked man fired a gun at the saint. But even this did not distract him from his prayer. But instead, he commended his life to God. And he was saved miraculously by God from the danger that threatened his life. And by this, he taught us that we should put all our trust in God. And he also teaches us that we should not fear the world whenever we do the duty of God. And he even went as far as forgiving the person who tried to kill him. As Catholics, we owe a lot to this saint because of his effort in establishing seminaries. He was the first person the Council of Trent at this time wanted priests to be trained properly in a seminary school, and it was him who had the assignment and duty of establishing seminaries, at first in his diocese of Milan. so that those of you who would like to be priests, you would do well to ask his help and intercession. But the greatest thing about this saint was his care for souls. He cared both for the spiritual and the physical needs of the faithful. When the harvest was poor, he spent even from his own money to ensure the people had enough food. He stayed with them and helped them even when there was a disease spreading among the people. He did not fail to take care of them, even at the risk of his life. And in fact, even when the governor and the people of the city ran away because of the disease, he remained with them, feeding them and taking care of their wounds. He gave his life truly for his flock, because he died of the disease for which he was caring for the people. Our Lord commands us that we must love, we must deny ourselves and take up our crosses and follow him if we want to come to him. We see that the saints did just that, and especially St. Charles Borromeo, who left his family to follow Christ. We also must do the same, and this saint will help us as we try to follow Christ. If we do so, there is a reward for us in heaven, which is far greater than the wealth of this world, because it will last forever. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.